Hello, my name is Clark Skelton, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Saturday, December 6. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ will come again. Today, I'll be reading Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 38, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let's read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 38. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you will know the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Each day Jesus was teaching at the temple, and each evening he went out to spend the night on the hill called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to hear him at the temple. Today's devotion is titled, The Parable of the Fig Tree, A Call to Watch and Wait. Chapters 19 through 21 of Luke's Gospel recount the last days of the earthly ministry of Jesus, which led to his crucifixion and resurrection. When Jesus cleansed the temple, the Jewish leaders concluded that Jesus must be put to death because he directly challenged their authority. In Luke 21, Jesus warned his disciples that God's judgment would soon fall on Jerusalem and the temple. Today's passage recounts Jesus' instructions to his disciples about how to prepare for God's coming judgment, which would culminate with Jesus' victorious return at the end of time. First, Jesus warned that because God's creation would give evidence of God's judgment, many people would be worried about what was going to happen. However, Jesus told his followers that these troubling events were evidence that his victorious return to judge the world was coming soon. Jesus used an illustration or parable of the fig tree and other trees to teach that his followers must watch and wait for his return. Jesus said that just as his disciples knew that summer was near when they saw trees budding, they would also know that his victorious return was imminent when they saw things happening that Jesus told them would occur. However, in verse 32, Jesus said that this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Although Bible scholars have proposed many different interpretations about what Jesus meant, The simplest explanation is usually the best. We know that all of the followers to whom Jesus spoke lived to see Jesus' death and resurrection. Therefore, Jesus was teaching that his coming resurrection was the beginning of God's final judgment, which would culminate when Jesus returns in glory. This explanation is consistent with all other New Testament teachings that Christ's resurrection is a foretaste of God's final judgment that will occur with Jesus' victorious return at the end of time. As we celebrate Advent, how can we apply Jesus' teaching in this parable of the fig tree, which is a call to watch and wait? First, remember that our hope is not in life's present difficulties, but in our sure hope of Jesus' return that God promised us through Christ's resurrection. Second, remember that the best way we watch and wait is through gathering, serving, and giving generously with God's people at Mountain Brook Baptist Church and with other believers both locally and globally. Third, remember that Advent is not only a time of celebrating Jesus' birth at Christmas, but also a time of celebrating God's promise that Christ will come again. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for the parable of the fig tree, which reminds us that you call us to watch and wait as we anticipate your promise that Christ will come again. Thank you for the truth that just as we celebrate Jesus' first coming at Christmas, we also celebrate our assurance that Christ will return to wipe away our tears and make all things new. Help us to watch and wait by faithfully gathering, serving, and giving generously through our community of faith because of your promise that Christ will come again. We pray in Jesus' name.